Blog Talk Radio.
Foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, we come before you on another day that the Creator has even allowed us to bring his great words to you. The word of Yah. And we praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you another day to bring you his words of nothing but the truth. And yes, this is what we're going to do. We're going to tell you the truth For Yah has ordained us to tell you the truth. And this is what we're going to do. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. Again, bringing you nothing but the truth. And who is this Yah that has blessed us to be able to come before you with his truth? Well, this Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, who you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our lawgiver. He's our savior. And he's our judge. And not just of Israel, but of the world. So once again, I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you. As you heard yesterday on another beautiful program of Nothing But the Truth, our beloved Moray Isha, brought to the listening audience attention that we will be dealing with Yah's remnant. Not who is the remnant of Yah, for Yah and only Yah know who that remnant is, not us. But Yah did give us signs that we would know who his remnant is. And there are things that the remnant will do to demonstrate and to show why they are the remnant of Yah. And so we're going to bring to you these signs. Tonight or this evening or today is the very first remnant, or the very first sign, rather, that one must concern themselves with in order for them to be considered part of the remnant. And for those who's listening all over the world, let me show you what the Creator said about his remnant, though. You'll find this in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the first chapter, this is what it says in the book of Isaiah 1, and I'll start at the very first verse. It says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the kings of Yehuda. And the reason I wanted you to see this is because the Creator said there's nothing new under the sun. This is why the Almighty continually and constantly let his people know, return unto me, and I shall return unto you. This is why all over the scriptures, the Almighty said, remember the old past. We're in a good way. Was. This is why the Creator lets us know there's nothing new under the sun, because the very same things he said to the prophets in Jerusalem during the time of these kings is the same message that the Creator gave his prophets to his people in captivity. The very same message. And that is, return unto me, and I shall return unto you. And here, what we're going to discuss is how the remnant will return to the Most High. This is very important because we're in the midst of the holy days. We have the Day of Atonement approaching. And when you go before the Most High, you might want to pay close attention on how the Creator desires you to come before him. So we're going to discuss that. So the first thing, let us continue reading. In the second verse, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I've nursed and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. And this is speaking of not only our people of old, but also us today. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel do not know, and my people do not consider. And so the Creator is letting us know, not only we have rebelled against him, but he also is letting us know that we really don't know him. We don't know him as our owner, nor do we know really where we're from, our homeland. We don't know the very thing that only us can say, where our crib is. We'll go around the streets and say, well, this is my crib. This is my pad. But really, it's not. Our crib, our pad, is what the Creator gave us. And so, we have been stripped from all these things. But the Creator is still seeking that we return to him. And we still have a chance. It says, all sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupted, they have forsaken Yahweh. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. Because what happens is, at a certain amount of time, you just can't curse and whoop and punish and whip people just forever. At some point in time, that has to come to an end. And when it comes to an end, then a decision is made. A judgment call is made. And as I told you in the beginning, Yahweh is our judge. And he's going to judge to see if we're going to be part of his remnant or not. And so that you can see what and who the remnant is according to the scriptures, that will help you in your development, in your desires, or in your quest to be part of the most coveted group of people on earth, and they're called the remnant. Sixth verse, from the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and petrifying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. In other words, every curse that has pursued us is upon us. And there's no healing medicines. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in the garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. And that's what's going on right now. While land lot desolate, destroyed, strangers devour it, and all we can do is nothing but mourn for it, because the power is out of our hand. But when the power was in our hand, we rebelled and forsook the Most High. So he says in the ninth verse, except Yahweh had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. And so that's the remnant. The Almighty always left a remnant so that there always be light in the world. And as our beloved Moray brought us this knowledge yesterday, since the beginning of time, Yah has always left a remnant, because he always wanted a light. Noah and his family was that light. When the Almighty destroyed the earth by flood, Lot, Abraham's nephew, was that light that was in Sodom. Joshua and Caleb was that light in the wilderness, and mainly going into the land to take the land back, because they're the only two that went in out of that whole generation. So the Almighty always left a light. And Yahweh, believe it or not, left a light in America and all the islands around the world and on the other continents of the world. Yahweh left a light. And he said he will deliver our people. He will save our people. But he also said he will plead with our people as he pleaded with our fathers in the days of old. So what was so special about Noah? What was so special about Joshua and Caleb? What was so special, and what is so special about this remnant? And the question you have to ask yourself, is it Yah's desire that it just be a remnant? Well, let me show you that first. And you'll find this in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, this is what the Most High asks our people in Ezekiel 18, verse 23. And this is what it says.
Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die?
And that's a question. That's a question. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? And the answer is, no, y'all have no pleasure in the death of the wicked at all. He's not interested in the wicked dying in their wickedness. He don't like it. He don't desire it. He don't pleasure in it. He don't even want it. But this is what Yahweh want from the wicked. Continue reading.
Saith Yahweh, Elohim, and not that he should return from his ways and live.
And see, all the Almighty want the wicked to do is return from his ways, because his ways are wicked. His ways are wicked, and this is what we want our people to know, that the ways of our people are wicked. He just wants you to return from your ways and live. And live. There's only two ways to go. Your way or the ways of Yah. And what we're teaching is the ways of Yah. Because our ways, your ways, the ways of man are wicked. And ask yourself, who way is it when you decide to do what you do? Like working on a Sabbath day. Is that your way? Or is it Yah's way? Now, if it's your way, then you must come to the understanding that your way is wicked. Now, if it's Yah's way that you keep the Sabbath and remember the Sabbath to keep it holy, then you know that way is righteous, because that's the ways of Yah. And no matter what excuse you come up with, it's either his way or your way. And your way is wicked. That includes me, and that includes every man that might stand before you, every man that lives. You're either doing one or the other. So this is what the Most High let us know concerning the first sign of the remnant. You'll find this in the book of Isaiah 55. In the book of Isaiah 55, this is what the Creator says, starting at the sixth verse.
Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
First thing the Creator lets us know, seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And this is what you must learn to do. First and foremost, you must learn to seek Yahweh. This is something that we have been telling the people for the last couple years now. And, of course, we gathered many of our people together and went to Virginia and did exactly what we're telling you right now, and that is to seek Yah. And why? Because the scriptures tell us to seek Yah while he may be found. And why? Because the prophets tell us to seek Yah while he may be found. And why? Because Yahweh himself tell us to seek him while he may be found. The word seek means to look for, to search out, to inquire. And this is something that, for some strange reason, many of our people have not done or don't want to do or frowned upon. And that's not a problem with me, because that just lets me know that if you have no interest in doing this, then you just don't have no interest in being part of the remnant of Yah. You have no interest in having salvation. You have no interest in really being saved. Just because you delivered out of America or off the islands or out of your enemy's land, that don't mean you're going to have salvation. That's just one phase. That's just one step. That's just one order. Because Yahweh going to keep his promise. But you hadn't made it yet. Ask our fathers of old, who met their demise in the wilderness. Ask Moses. Search out Moses and ask him in the scriptures and see how he yearned not to see the land, but to go home. And what sense does it make to make it halfway home? As a matter of fact, what sense do it make to make it all the way to the point where you can see it, but you can't even get in there? And what we want you to do, we want you to get in there. But you have to seek the Most High, because the scripture said if you seek him, you shall find him. And he's going to let you know how you're going to find him. It says if you seek him, seek Yah while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Now watch what it says right after this, because this is the key in seeking the Most High. Seventh verse.
Let the wicked forsake his way.
See, this is all about the wicked, because the Almighty, he said he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So he's always talking about the wicked when he's dealing with seeking him. He's always dealing with people who's in trouble. He's always dealing with people who need guidance, who need help, who need direction, and who need the power that only the power can do. And who needs more power than our people? Who needs more light than our people? Who needs more direction than our people? Who needs more help than our people? Who need to be more saved than our people? So this is number one. Let the wicked forsake his way. Go ahead.
And the unrighteous man his thoughts.
And just stop thinking about the things that you're doing. Are those things going to save you? Yahweh know all the thoughts of man. He know your works. And all he will want to know, do you honestly believe the very thoughts and the very ways that you have are going to save you? Now, his ways and his thoughts will save you, but will yours? Watch what it says.
And let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon.
So all the people that's telling you don't keep the law, don't remember the law, don't serve Yah, just ignore them. You know what they're raised up to do. They're not raised up to bring about salvation to you. They're not attempting to bring you to Yah. They're taking you away from Yah. Just ask somebody who would tell you not to keep the Sabbath day. Ask them, is that bringing me to Yah? And if they say yes, say, show me how that's bringing me to Yah. If they tell you you can't keep the law in this land, you say, well, if I don't keep the law in this land, is that bringing me to Yah? And if they say yes, say, show me. Show me how that's bringing me to Yah. Because that's what these religions will teach you. The religions teach you don't even worry about the law. The law made none perfect. The law was done away with. And now not only the religious bodies is telling you that, now we got Israelites telling you that. Watch what it says.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
See, you have to understand and know the thoughts of Yah. And here we don't regard his thoughts. The only thoughts we're regarding is our own and justifying our own and sanctifying our own. Continue reading.
Neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
Yeah, his thoughts is just way too high. So what you have to do is begin immersing yourself in the thoughts of Yah. What is Yah thoughts? Well, Yah thoughts is his words. See, when Yah thinks something, and he wants you to know his thoughts, he just put it down, because he know other than that, you won't even know his thoughts. If you want to know his ways, he just write them down, and he give them to his servants so that they may teach you his ways and show you his thoughts. These are Yahweh's ways, and these are his thoughts. This is how he think, and this is what he wants you to do, because this is what he take pleasure in, his thoughts and his ways. But he has no pleasure in your thoughts and your ways. And why? Because he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And that's what your thoughts and your ways are doing to you, is bringing you death. Continue reading.
For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Yeah, so if Yahweh said, if you seek him, and that came out of the mouth of Yah, make no mistake about it. If he said it, shall not it accomplish that which he please? Shall not that thing prosper in the thing whereto he sent it? In other words, if you seek him, you shall find him. And this is our message. This is the number one thing you have to learn to do, is to seek the Most High. While you seeking the Most High, you must acknowledge, though, and you must purpose your heart and fix your heart and prepare your heart as you seeking him to forsake your own ways and your own thoughts. So you got to say, look, y'all, I might be right, but chances are I'm wrong. So I'm seeking you for the right way. Whatever I have in my heart, whatever thoughts I have, whatever ways I have, I'm prepared to forsake it if you teach me and show me and guide me and lead me in the direction and the way that I should go. And if you do that, Yah, I'm going to follow it. I'm going to forsake my way. And I'm going to forsake my thoughts. And if you do that with a sincere and upright and perfect heart, understanding what you're saying, purpose to do the very thing that's coming out of your mouth, because everybody, they're not prepared to do everything that's coming out of their mouth, nor have they fixed their heart to seek the Most High. This is why the people don't. You might hear a lot of people say they do. You might hear people say they do every day. They might pray, but they're not seeking the Most High. Just want you to see this, because this is the first thing one has to learn to do. Look in the book of First Chronicles. Just want you to see this. And I'm going to show you the power in seeking the Most High. First Chronicles, the 28th chapter. Because as I stated before, you can't just seek the Most High. Just imagine taking some a washing machine full of dirty water after clothes was washed, and then after it spinned and did everything it did, but the water didn't go out. And you take the clothes out, and then you got in that water, and you start taking a bath. And that same water that you washed the clothes in. And after that, you use that same water to brush your teeth. And then you use that same water to start cooking your food in. And that same water you use all day long to take care of any business that you were doing. Of course, just the thought of that is repulsive to most. To use dirty water for everything. But this is how the Almighty see us when we go before him with our prayers. It's repulsive because we go and pray to Yah without even seeking him. And just because you're praying to Yah don't mean you're seeking him. most prayers is, please, Yah, bless me with some type of success, some type of goods, some type of services. Really, you're just begging Yah for things to heal you, to give to you. But at the end of the day, and even to forgive you. But you're not asking Yah the very thing I'm going to show you, you should be saying first. You're not seeking knowledge or the wisdom or the understanding to get the things that you're even praying for. You're not even willing to do it. And watch what the Creator says in 1 Chronicles 28. This is what it says. I'll start at the 8th verse.
Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our Elohim, keep and seek for all the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, that ye may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever.
And this is the only way you can leave it for an inheritance is that you keep and seek for all the commandments. Of course, y'all know our people didn't do this. But look what David's advice was to his son.
And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the Elohim of thy father.
He said, know thou the Elohim of thy father. And this is what we want you to know. We want you to know the Elohim of your fathers. This is why this is step number one. Because once you begin, in other words, what David is saying, look, know the Elohim of your fathers. And watch what he says right after this, because he's really teaching him and letting him know how he know him and what he's got to do. Go ahead.
And serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for Yahweh searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts.
See, that's why you got to know the Most High. Because the Almighty, he searcheth all hearts. He understandeth all the imagination of the thoughts. He know it all. That's why Yahweh can definitively say, if you seek him, you shall find him, because he knows what you're seeking. He knows what you want. He knows your desires. He knows your imaginations. He knows your heart. And he knows if he gives you the things that you're asking for, you're not going to serve him. Your heart is not going to be fixed. No, you're still going to be the same person you were before you prayed. See, Yahweh know that. That's why Yahweh is always looking for someone that would humble themselves and seek him with all their heart and with all their soul. And to do that, you must come before the Most High and let the Almighty know what you really are. And I'm going to show you how our fathers came before the Most High. Continue reading.
If thou seek him.
If you seek him.
He will be found of thee.
See, he know you're going to be found. That's not even a question whether you're going to be found or not, because he said it. Did not he say his word is like the water that water the grass that bring forth bud that it would accomplish the thing that is sent to do? If you seek him, he will be found of thee.
But if thou forsake him,
but if you forsake him,
he will cast thee off forever.
Now, consider that. Consider all the people on YouTube. Consider all the people on Facebook. Consider all the people on Blog Talk. Consider all the people on Ustream. Consider all the various churches, synagogues, and mosques, shrines, temples, masses, all the meeting halls. Ask yourself, after considering it, Scripture says, if you seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, how do you forsake the Most High? That's the easiest question in the book. That's the easiest. There's one simple answer. You disobey him. If you disobey him, he's going to cast you off. And who want to be cast off? Well, obviously, a lot of people do, because they are teaching and telling people to forsake the Most High. All you got to do is listen and turn on these channels and listen to all these posts. They're telling you to forsake the Most High. You don't have to keep no law, and you don't have to remember the Sabbath day, and you don't have to keep no covenant, and you don't have to keep no commandments, and you don't have to do this, and you don't have to do that. Look at them people wearing fringes. You don't have to do none of that. Look at them people with them beards. You don't have to do that. You don't have to have no beard. You better get that job on the Sabbath day. You better feed your kids. This is what they're telling you. And ask yourself, are those the ones that are seeking the Most High? Or are those the ones who forsaken him? This is not rocket science. Let me show you something else. While we're dealing with the first thing one must do to be a part of the remnant. Because if you don't seek the Most High, the scripture says to not you seek your Elohim. Everybody seek the Elohim. In other words, the Christians, the Muslims, the Shriners, the J Witnesses, everybody, whatever they believe in, they seek what they believe in. But Israel, the Elohim that chosen us, do you think we seek him? Well, undoubtedly, we don't, because all these scriptures is telling us to do just that, to seek him. Why would the whole book be lined up with scriptures to seek him when we already do? So, Yahweh, we already seek you. Why you got all this? No, we don't seek him. And this is what he wants us to know. And not only we don't seek him, we don't want to seek him. And we don't know how to seek him. And this is what we're trying to get you to understand. That's what David said to his son. If you seek him, you're going to be found. But if you forsake him, you're going to be cast off forever. Well, watch this. Go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 14. Psalms 14. is the key to seeking the Most High? Well, the key to seeking the Most High is once you go to seek Him, you have to be prepared to acknowledge that you are wicked. If you're not prepared to acknowledge that you're wicked, then you're not seeking the Most High. You're not even seeking Him. I'm going to show you that. In the book of Psalm 14, first verse,
the fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good.
And I'm going to show you what good is. Most people don't even know what good is. And the fool said in his heart, see, he's not going to say out loud, there is no Elohim. He's not going to say out loud, no Elohim exists. He's not going, well, some fools will. But then some fools just going to say it in their heart. But everything they're saying outwardly is going to show you that they are saying there is no Elohim. Why would somebody tell you not to keep the laws of the Most High? Would that same person tell you, man, you don't have to keep the laws of America? Would that same person tell you, you don't have to keep the laws on your job? Would that same person tell their children, you don't have to keep the laws in my house? But they would tell you, you don't have to keep the laws of the Most High. This is what the fool say in his heart. And watch what this says.
Yahweh looked down from heaven upon the children of men.
Yeah, this is what Yahweh do. He looked down from heaven upon the children of men.
To see if there were any that did understand and seek Elohim.
That's what he's looking for, to see if anybody really understand this thing and that would seek Elohim. That's what he's looking down for, just to see.
They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one.
There's none that doeth good. Because in seeking the Most High, this is what good is all about. And I'm going to show you what good is, what good really is. And he said, there's none that doeth good. No. And he let you know how many do good. And he said, not one. Go ahead.
Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge?
I mean, there's got to be some fools out there with knowledge.
Who
at least one.
Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon Yahweh?
And they don't even call upon Yahweh. They just eating and eating and begging and begging and eating and eating and taking and taking. But they're not calling upon Yah. And those who call upon Yah, they're not even doing it with a perfect and upright heart. Because all they're doing is begging. Go ahead.
There were they in great fear, for Elohim is in the generation of the righteous.
That's where Elohim is. He's in the generation of the righteous.
Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because Yahweh is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when Yahweh bringeth back the captivity of his people. Yaakov shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
Yeah, you're going to be glad then, because you're going to understand these things. But do you understand now? No. You don't understand how filthy you really are. To talk about not keeping the laws of Most High and not seeking Him. We have people told us, man, y'all seeking the Most High in this filthy land? Going in hotels seeking the Most High? Going to a filthy river seeking the Most High? Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. I don't care if I was in a dirty well. I'm going to seek the Most High. I don't care if I was in a mud puddle. I'm going to seek the Most High. I don't care if I was in some quicksand. I'm going to seek the Most High. But I know you're not, because you don't know, nor do you understand. Look what the Creator said about this thing concerning seeking Him and what is good. Let me just show you what is good real quick in the book of Deuteronomy 30. Just want you to see this. Because He said none do of good. And not only He said none do of good, He wanted to see, He looked down from heaven to see if there were any that did understand. To see if there was any that seek and sought Elohim. And watch what it says what good is. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 15th verse.
See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil.
That's what good is. Good is life. Life is good. They go hand in hand. So when somebody is telling you something that is not good, they're just telling you evil. And when they're not telling you about life, they're telling you about death. And so Yah is always looking to see who's doing good, who's seeking Him. Because He only set before you life and good, death and evil. It's going to be one or the other. So it's only going to be two messages. The one message is life and good. The other message is death and evil. Now, how hard is it to discern between the message of good and the message of evil, the message of life and the message of death? All you have is two choices. And they at the total opposite ends of two different spectrums. One is on the far right, the other one's on the far left. So far apart, they like night and day. And how can you get that confused? And people are. But seeking of Yah will make the crooked things straight. Why? Because to seek Yah is to go to the one, the very one, the only one that can discern and know the difference between one and the other. Yahweh know the life. He know the good. He know the death, and He know the evil, because He made it. This is why He said, if you seek Him, you shall be found of Him. And let me just show you this seeking the Most High so you can see. Go to the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. Because at our next conference, and we want you to join us at our next conference in November. We'll be there the November the 23rd through the 26th. And make no mistake about it, we're going to seek the Most High. And every time we gather our people together, from this point on, we're going to seek the Most High. You can't seek the Most High enough. As a matter of fact, the Almighty told us, trust in Yah with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. Be not wise in our own eyes. Fear Yah and depart from evil. This is what we want to do. But watch this in the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. Because we're talking about the very first thing one must do, one must learn, in order for them to be a part of the remnant. You got to seek Yah. And in seeking Yah, you must forsake your way and your own thoughts. You can't keep going to Yah without willing to be able to forsake something. And we're going to Yah begging, pleading, and won't forsake nothing. Eating the same things, doing the same things. Watch what it says. In the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. Start at the 3rd verse. Now watch what this says.
And I set my face unto Yahweh Elohim to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes.
Now, if we put on sackcloth and ashes and start fasting today, we'll have a bunch of Israelites laughing at us. They'll show you one scripture where it says, don't wring your clothes, but wring your heart. Well, you don't think Daniel knew about that scripture? You don't think David knew about that scripture? Especially Daniel. Because it'll tell you that in the book of Yoel. And who do you think Yoel prophesied to? And as a matter of fact, when the prophet Yoel said those things, there's another prophet said something in another nation that wasn't even Israel, did exactly what Daniel did. And watch what it says in that 3rd verse again.
And I set my face unto Yahweh Elohim to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto Yahweh my Elohim and made my confession and said, O Yahweh, the great and dreadful Elohim, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments.
Now watch what this prophet said, who, according to the scriptures, was greatly beloved. Go ahead.
We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land.
Yes, go ahead.
O Yahweh, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day.
In other words, if you're not willing to forsake your own ways and your own thoughts, it's no sense in you seeking the Most High. Because when you seek the Most High, you're seeking the Most High for the right answers, for the right way, for the right thing. And our fathers knew that, who were righteous. And Daniel, who was righteous, still knew that our people, including himself, he didn't say your people, he said we have sinned. We have done wickedly. And he meant exactly what he said. It is we. And this is not how our people go to the Most High, to seek the Most High, talking about their how they done sinned and done wickedly. But this is how the righteous did. This is how you seek the Most High. And surely they don't waste their time putting on no sackcloth and ashes and fast. They definitely don't do that. Watch this. Go to the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter. Just want you to see this so you can understand what the scriptures teach us about seeking the Most High. Now, Daniel was one person, but watch Nehemiah in the 9th chapter, the very first verse.
Now, in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins.
Now, go ahead.
And the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood upon their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh the Elohim, one fourth part of the day, and another fourth part they confessed and worshiped Yahweh their Elohim.
Yeah, this is how our people did things. And they did it because we're not just reading about any body or any landing of our people. This is what the righteous did. This is what they did. And our people frowned on this today. They look at what our people did and they go, oh, we don't got to do that no more. That's not what Yah pleased with. Well, if Yah's not pleased with it, then why did they do it? But watch this. In the same chapter, because this is what I want you to see. Starting at the 32nd verse.
Now therefore our Elohim, the great, the mighty, and the terrible Elohim, who keepeth covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee, that hath come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all thy people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly.
But we are the wicked ones. We have done wickedly. And when are we going to acknowledge that we have done wickedly? As a matter of fact, we're acknowledging just the opposite. We got people amongst us saying they are the remnant. That don't sound like somebody acknowledges that they've done wickedly. When would the leaders rise up, come together and say, look, we've sinned and we have done wickedly. This is how you seek the Most High. You have to acknowledge these things. Just show you this. Go to the book of Ezra, the 8th chapter. How can you seek the Most High without forsaking something? And Yahweh said you got to forsake your ways, forsake your heart. And why? Because you have to be prepared to seek the Most High. That takes preparation. You got to say to yourself, man, you know, I'm going to stop this, I'm going to stop that, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to ask Yah to give me the strength to do it. And not only that, I'm going to ask him for the right way. In the book of Ezra, the 8th chapter, the 21st verse, what do it say?
Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our Elohim.
Now, why do they all want to afflict themselves? What purpose, what reason, what meaning, what understanding is this giving us that they want to afflict themselves? No wonder Yahweh said on the Day of Atonement, from evening unto evening shall you afflict yourself. Ezra afflicting himself. And what did he do? Daniel afflicting himself. And what did he do? Nehemiah afflicting himself. No, what did he do? No wonder Yahweh said, you shall afflict yourself from evening to evening. Continue reading.
To seek of him a right way for us.
See, and that's what we want from the Most High. In sincerity and in truth, all we desire, all we want as people who trying to do the right thing is Yahweh, look, in New York, they saying they right, and they got the truth. In Atlanta, Georgia, they saying they right and got the truth. In Jackson, Mississippi, they saying they right and got the truth. In Cincinnati, Ohio, they saying they right and had the truth. But in truth, Yah, the only one that has the truth is you. You the only one that has the truth that can tell us the truth. So Yahweh, now we seeking you. We seeking you out that we might know your truth. We have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, as you stated. We know you don't lie, because your word is bond, and your bond is your word. Are we seeking you for the right way? That's all y'all want is sincerity. He just want to know, do you really want to know the truth? Are you sincere, and are you prepared to walk in his ways and forsake yours? Your ways and your thoughts. That's the type of perfection Yahweh is looking for in you. Not excuses. Continue reading.
And for our little ones, and for all our substance, for I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our Elohim is upon all of them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him.
And all the prophets say the same thing. All the righteous say the same thing. If you seek him, you shall find him. But if you forsake him, he's going to forsake you. Look what Ezra said. The hand of our Elohim is upon all them for good that seek him. Did he lie? No, he didn't lie. But his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So since that is the case, look what he did.
So we fasted and besought our Elohim for this, and he was entreated of us.
Now ask yourself, when you go to seek the Most High, will you tell people they can eat or not? They can drink or not? Will you insinuate to them you don't have to refrain yourself from food and water just to be humble? Or will you just let the word of Yah speak to the people? That's all you got to do, is let the word of Yah speak. Or will you teach the people to forsake Yahweh? That's not the law. Well, Ezra taught the law. Nehemiah taught the law. Daniel taught the law. These are people who knew the law, taught the law, and had a greater relationship than our people do with the Most High. And this is what they did. So how look telling the people something opposite of what Daniel did, Nehemiah did, Ezra did? If you seek him, you shall find him. But you have to forsake your ways, and you have to forsake your thoughts. Because if not, you're not seeking Yahweh. All you're doing is saying prayers, and you see what the praying has got us today. Go to the book of 2 Chronicles 15. What are we discussing? What are we talking about? the first thing, the one thing that you must do if you have any desire at all to be a part of Yah's remnant, you must seek him. And you ask your leaders, ask your teachers, when will we go to seek the Most High and see what they say? When are we going to seek Yahweh that we might be found of him? And see if they say, well, we already did. See if they say, oh, I do every day. Just see what they say. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, starting at the very first verse, watch what it says.
The spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Benjamin, Yahweh is with you while ye be with him.
And that's not hard to understand. Yahweh is with you while you be with him.
And if you seek him, he will be found of you.
He will be found of you, because look, ask yourself, when you remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, ask yourself, are you with Yahweh? And if you are, he's with you. Ask yourself, when you don't take his name in vain, are you with Yahweh? When you don't worship anything else but him, are you with Yahweh? If you don't put nothing before him, are you with Yahweh? When you honor your father and your mother, are you with Yahweh? When you're not coveting anything that don't belong to you, because if it belongs to you, you don't have to covet it anyway. So you don't supposed to covet nothing. The word covet in of itself is not good. It either belongs to you or it don't. Are you with Yahweh? If you're not bearing false witness, are you with Yahweh? But if you're doing opposite of those things, then ask yourself, is Yahweh with you? And watch what it continue on saying.
But if you forsake him,
these are not my words.
He will forsake you.
He's going to forsake you.
Now for a
so
lot.
when you get frustrated and you get mad and you ask him, well, all this stuff is coming upon me. Why I always have to have misery? Why can't you bless me? Why these things keep happening to me? Why can't I be blessed? Have you considered? Have you thought about? Have you even acknowledged and recognized how you forsake Yahweh? And Yahweh don't lie. If you forsake him, he's going to forsake you. Just imagine all the things you're eating. Why do you think people get sick all the time? Because if you forsake Yahweh, he's going to forsake you. Why do you think people coming up with all kinds of diseases? Because if you forsake Yahweh, he's going to forsake you. Why do you think the mass majority of our people are broke? Because if you forsake Yahweh, he's going to forsake you. Why do you think our people have to be borrowers and not lenders? Because if you forsake Yahweh, he will forsake you. And until we acknowledge this thing and forsake this thing and forsake our thoughts, we're going to stay in the same circumstance. Watch what it says.
Now, for a long season, Israel hath been without the true Elohim.
And we don't want to acknowledge that. We don't even want to acknowledge that we was without the true Elohim.
And without a teaching priest.
We don't want to acknowledge that.
And without law.
And we definitely don't want to acknowledge that. Because all of us are lawyers of our own right. That's why the scriptures say every man is right in his own eyes. Because nobody can tell us nothing. Watch this.
But when they, in their trouble, did turn unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel and sought him, he was found of them.
He was found of them when they did that. See, when Yahweh said you sought him, make no mistake about it, that's not just somebody calling upon him, crying. No, this is somebody who has prepared their heart to forsake their ways and their thoughts. We got people crying to Yah, but they ain't forsaking nothing. They doing the same thing they was doing after they so-called saw him. You didn't seek him. You didn't seek him. Because if you seek him, you're going to be found. And Yahweh is not going to let you come to him with lip service. Acting like you're seeking him, and then he's going to bless you. Because he knows that's what our people would do. No. When you find Yah, it's only because you changed. You forsook your ways and your thoughts. Continue reading.
And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city. For Elohim did vex them with all adversity.
Where do you think adversity come from? It comes from the Most High.
Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded.
Your work shall be rewarded. So don't think when you seek the Most High, something's going to happen overnight. Bang! No. That's not how Yahweh works. Yahweh, the way he works, he does everything in his time and his season, for he know the time and he know the season. And he want to see. See, because you can seek Yahweh and ain't changed nothing, but he want to see. Let me see what this man going to do. Is he really going to change? Is he really going to humble himself? Is he really going to forsake his thoughts and his ways? Because, see, after you seek him, you're going to see. The very next thing, the next sign of the remnant, is Yahweh hear you. See where you found. Did Yahweh hear you? Because if Yahweh heard you, then you can hear him. That's the difference between Yahweh and any other so-called deity. They can't hear, or they can't see, they can't hear, they can't smell, nor eat. They can't do none of these things. But Yahweh can do all these things. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 28. Because this is what's going to happen once you begin to truly and really and sincerely and wholeheartedly and perfectly seek the Most High. Watch what it says, the fourth and the fifth verse.
They that forsake the law praise the wicked.
Now, y'all hear that right. And y'all know all the people who's teaching and telling people not to do the law. Fasting ain't in the law. Then why did Daniel do it? Why did Moses do it? Why did Nehemiah do it? Why did all the righteous do it? if it's not in the law.
But such as keep the law, contend with them.
But such as keep the law, contend with them, the wicked. That's how you contend with the wicked. All you got to do is the law. You don't have to go, man, you got to do the law. You got to do, no. Just do the law, and you're going to see how that contend with the wicked. But watch this for verse.
They evil men understand not judgment.
See, no matter what you say about judgment and what you read about judgment, evil man don't understand judgment, period. So they're not going to never agree with you anyway because they don't even understand judgment.
But they that seek Yahweh understand all things.
Now do you see the power of seeking Yahweh? You see the power in seeking the Most High? This is why we continually and constantly tell our people we got to seek the Most High. Of course, we have, and we're going to continue seeking the Most High because we done seen the power in seeking the Most High. And our message to our people, that's the number one thing that we must do. If you want to understand everything, we got to seek the Most High. And come November, we will seek the Most High once again. And as a matter of fact, every time we go to gather ourselves together, we will seek the Most High. And we're going to let you know what to bring, because we're going to do it. In the book of Psalm 34. Turn there. The way you seek the Most High, and that's number one, you got to get all the foolish and wicked thoughts. You got to forsake it. And all the foolish and wicked ways that's within you, you got to forsake it. Yahweh know. He know you want to wear a bunch of mingled clothes. Yahweh know you want to work on a Sabbath day or think you have to. Yahweh know you want to be out on the streets cussing. And he know you want to get drunk and high. Yahweh know what restaurants you're going in and out of, day in, night out. Yahweh know what you're putting in your basket and taking it home and feeding to your kids. Yahweh know how you feel in your heart about your own brothers and sisters. Yahweh know the scorning that you do, the tailbone that you do, the false witnessing that you do, the lies that you teach. Yahweh know all that. Yahweh know that you know that he ain't sent you to tell people nothing, but you're doing it anyway. Yahweh know all these things, but Yahweh also know if you got ears that can hear and eyes that can see, you can hear what I'm saying and read what I'm showing you. That all you and I have to do is come together and seek Yah. Because if we seek him, we shall be found of him. Watch what it says, Psalm 34. And this is what it says in the 8th verse.
O taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Yeah, taste and see that Yahweh is good. In other words, what is good? Good is life. Life is good. But you got to taste. And the only way you can taste something good, you got to get rid of all the evil, bad and breath to find stuff that you've been eating. Continue reading.
Oh, fear Yahweh, ye his saints.
And what is a saint? See, a saint is someone that is sanctified. One that is sanctified is one that has separated itself. And one that has separated itself, that's what a saint is, because you fear Yah. So you done separated yourself from all the evil and all the death that you might have, life and good, and good and life. Go ahead.
For there is no want to him that fears him.
There is no want to them that fear him.
The young lions do lack and
suffer hunger. They lack and suffer hunger.
But they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing.
They that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. You're not even going to want any good thing in Yah, because you're going to have every good thing.
Come, ye children.
And you can stop there. Did y'all understand that? Did y'all understand what this is saying? But they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. Who don't want no good thing? People who have all the good. Well, how you get all that good stuff? I sought Yahweh. Because that's what Yahweh give you when you seek him. Because if you seek him, he will be found of you. So let's prepare our hearts today. Let's prepare our minds now. And you do that by forsaking your ways and forsaking your thoughts. And once you forsake that, and you know that you are prepared to forsake the things that must be forsaken, then we can seek Yah. And until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Desire before the decree, go forth and Yah bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek me.